Good morning. Skies clouded up again overnight, and with a disturbance heading in our direction from southern Ontario, light snow is breaking out across interior New York and New England, especially across the Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, and the first flakes are beginning to fly in the immediate Capital District as well. Eventually, the light snow will overspread New England in the next couple of hours, and everyone will have off and on light snow showers through the early morning drive. Light snow showers will persist into the midday hours, but most everyone will wind up with an inch or less of snow by the middle of the afternoon. Exceptions will be parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains where up to an inch or two of snow could fall, and some isolated locations may even pick up as much as 3 inches of snow. Temperatures will start to climb out of the 20s and into the 30s, and most everyone will top off a couple degrees above freezing, so even a few light rain showers will mix with the snow showers across the valley locations. Everything will start to wind down in the evening hours as the system quickly scoots off the eastern seaboard. Skies will remain mostly cloudy overnight, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s to around 30. An area of high pressure will build in for the rest of the work week, keeping it dry on Thursday and Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the lower 40s on Thursday and lower to mid-40s on Friday. The next storm system will emerge out of the middle of the country. It'll be a stronger system heading from the Mississippi Valley toward the eastern Great Lakes. On this track, clouds will thicken during the day on Saturday, and there is the chance of some light rain as high temperatures reach into the lower 40s. Rain showers will be more common on Sunday as the system moves through. Still some question as to how much milder air will flow into the region. However, right now it looks like temperatures will be enough above freezing to produce just liquid precipitation, and highs will be in the middle 40s. Cooler air flowing in behind the system with drier weather on Monday, with another chance of rain and snow on Tuesday, and highs back into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy and cold air flowing over the warmer waters of the Great Lakes will produce lake-effect snow over the lower Great Lakes through tomorrow. Winter weather advisories are in effect downwind of Lake Ontario, where 4 to 8 inches of snow will fall in the snow belt. Meanwhile, a front moving into the Pacific Northwest will produce rain and high elevation snow in parts of the northern Intermountain region through late tonight. At the same time, an upper level low will move into the southwest. The energy will produce rain over parts of the southwest into the southern Rockies tomorrow. In addition, moderate to strong Santa Ana winds are forecast to continue across Southern California, producing elevated and locally critical fire weather conditions for yet another day. Due to these conditions, red flag warnings have been issued across the region. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 10 degrees with a northwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 23 degrees, the dew point 20, 88% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers, lower 40s. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 25 degrees, the low 19. The average temperature, 22, that's 9 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, also a trace of snow. That's it for the month, which is 2.7 inches below normal. And 1.2 inches of snow for the season, which is 4.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high, 62, set in 1966. And the record low, 11 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning, 7:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. A few more snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow today and highs in the mid-30s. A few snow showers tonight, lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, cloudy with light snow today and highs in the mid-30s. A few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s. Partly sunny on Friday, lower to mid-40s. Thickening clouds with some late-day showers on Saturday, lower 40s. Cloudy with a good chance of showers on Sunday in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, around 40. And a chance of rain and snow on Tuesday, highs back into the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.